Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone as we prepare for the 4th of July holiday weekend here in the Nishna Valley. The city of Avoca will be having a lot of fun there, too, as they gather folks together to celebrate the 4th, both Sunday and Monday this year. Linda Schumacher is among those helping to coordinate and organize the events and activities in Avoca for the 4th of July, and she joins us here this morning. Linda, how are you?
I'm fine, and thanks for asking me to join you today.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time. Talk a little bit about all that goes into preparing for something like this. I assume you have a lot of volunteers?
Yes, I do. I have a great group of volunteers, and we start planning about in April. We got to figure out what our theme is going to be and who we're going to honor, and then we just wait about a month. And when it gets closer, then we dig in.
Yep, kind of let the chips fall where they may for a while and get busy again. Roll up the sleeves.
That's right.
All right, very good. Do you spend a lot of time on the phone talking to folks, getting things organized, coming up with ideas, or do you try to do a lot of the same things year after year?
Well, I don't spend a lot of time. A lot of my volunteers, I'll touch base with them like into March, first part of April. Like, we have the kitty tractor pull, the pedal pull. I'll touch base with Titan if they're going to do it, if they're not going to do it, just like that. And then I always touch base with my lady that takes care of all the lineup down at the fairgrounds to make sure she's got her crew, and sure, just go from there. And this is my 8th year running the parade.
Well, very good. Well, so you've got some experience, but of course we all know experience is great, but things don't happen by accident. It does take a lot of work.
It does. It does. But I still always call the special group people like the Shriners and the Oakland Saddle Club just to make sure they're coming.
Sure. Well, and it looks like you do have quite a bit of support here, too. And I'm looking through some of the activities and things you have here. You mentioned like Titan Machinery, for example. You've got the Legion. You've got some other folks, it looks like, that step up year after year to help out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we got to feed people while they're sitting here waiting for the parade. So we have two events this year. We have Radberry's Bakery, which is going to be a new business here in town. They're promoting the car show in the morning, and they're also going to be serving hot dogs and some other goodies. And then the United Church always has their stand on the north end of Main Street to serve people that are sitting up here waiting for the parade. And they always have really good homemade pies.
Of course, it's a church group. They have to have homemade pies.
Exactly.
Very
and then
good.
Our boys... Our Cub Scouts are going to try something new. They're going to serve ice cream treats by the Legion Hall. Good. So all three of our Main Street blocks are covered this year.
Well, good. Very good. Well, let's talk about some of these individual events that you'll have going on. First of all, let's start with Sunday, July 3rd, because we want to stress the fact that the fireworks are going to be the night before.
Yes. That's something new for us, and don't quite know how it happened, but anyway. We're having fireworks on Sunday, July 3rd, and they can be seen from about anywhere in town. You can go to the clubhouse, or you can go out to our beautiful park on the east end of town and, like, sit in the soccer field or walk over the pedestrian bridge and sit on one of the gravel roads and watch it. We have really good fireworks.
Good. You usually have a pretty good display every year?
Oh, absolutely.
Very good. And a lot of help, I suppose, from like the fire department, some of those folks, those professionals that help out?
Yes. Our fire department this year went and took a course on the fireworks. So I think they'll be the ones setting them off this year. So there'll be local people setting them off. So it should be fun.
Good. Very good. That'll start at dusk. And again, that's Sunday, July 3rd. So if you're in Avoca on Sunday night, you can enjoy that. Now, also, you know, if you're planning on enjoying some of those fireworks displays on the 4th of July itself, this gives you two chances then. You can come to Avoca and enjoy, and then enjoy some other ones around the area.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's several other towns that do have fireworks on the 4th. So if you like fireworks, you can get in a lot of towns of fireworks.
Bring the kids. There'll be plenty to see and do and eat. And, of course, lots of fireworks there for them, too. But let's take a look at Monday's activities, because you got a pretty good schedule. Talk a little bit about the car show. Where will that be held?
Okay, the car show is from 9 to 1, and it will be located on South Elm by the Boca Flower Shop, Rad Bakery, and by the Exchange Bar and Fred's Bar. I'll be down on that end of there, and they're hoping for several cars, and they're going to do a best of choice. They're going to have a little gift package for whoever wins, and it's not just cars. It's anything that has wheels. So it can be your tractor. It can be your go-kart. It can be your motorcycle. So, but yeah, this is her. Jay Rad is the head of it. And this is the second year he's done it. And he had a pretty good turnout last year. So we're hoping for a really good turnout this year.
Well, good. It looks like the weather should be pretty good this weekend. Keep our fingers crossed at the hope that the forecast stays like it is. But you shine those up in that sunshine, they're going to look nice.
Yes, they will.
Excellent.
And then hopefully all those cars will just mosey down and get in the entry line and just be in our parade then.
Yeah, absolutely. The parade starts at what time?
2 o'clock, but we start lining people up at 11.
Okay.
And it's entry fair, the parade entries only. Extra parking is off to the side, because once you get so many cars down in there, and if you have an extra one, you don't know if they're in the parade or not. So we ask that it's parade entry vehicle only.
Okay. And that'll be done at the fairgrounds?
Yeah. Enter at the east gate at the East Pottawatomie County Fairgrounds. And we'll get you a number, we'll get you put in line. And you can always come early, so you're in early in the parade, and then someone can pick you up and you can come back closer to 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you bet. Enjoy as much as you can.
Yeah.
Is there a theme for the parade this year?
No.
Okay.
We've never had a fee. It's just free, and whoever wants to come, and pretty much anything goes. We really like to start seeing a lot more younger generation be in the parade, even if, like, you know, your neighbor kid, group of bicycles or something, come be in the parade.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any kind of a theme this year, or a grand marshal for the parade?
Our theme is Founding Fathers. So it's a pretty good theme. You know, we got to honor those fathers that created our country. And our grand marshal this year is Denny Langer from Hancock, but he was a long-term bar owner here in Avoca. He used to own the Exchange Bar and retired just a few years ago, sold it. But he was a very local business person in town for several years.
Very good. Well, it's nice to be honored like that and to be remembered as a longtime contributor.
Exactly.
Great. Well, now you mentioned, we talked about Titan Machinery helping to sponsor the kids' pedal, pull, tractor, pull, that kind of stuff. When does that start? Where will that be held?
The registration starts at 10:30, and it's located right in front of our courthouse. Be on the north end of Elm Street. So it's right on front of the courthouse, and the pedal will start at 11, but we ask that the kids will get here at 10:30 to pre-register. That way we can get started without, I didn't get registered.
You bet. We want to make sure that every child that wants to participate has the chance.
Yeah, and then I'm trying to remember the age. I think the youngest is like 4. I think they have up to 15, something like that. Yeah, they have different age groups. And they have, Titans always gives out a gift for whoever ends up with first place in their age group. So, and Titans have done this for several years.
Sure. Well, it sounds like you've got age groups that run from cute to competitive.
Exactly.
Very
it's
good.
It's fun watching those little kids. They're just like, you can just see on their face, they're just grunting like, I got to get to that other end.
They're going to give it their all, that's for sure. Very good.
And usually they have grandma or grandpa down on the other end saying, you know, cheering them on. You can do it. You can do it.
Yep. Just like back when they took their first steps, they've got somebody waiting for them at the end. So, yeah, you
bet. Yes, yes.
And Linda, is there anything we missed? Have we talked about most of the activities going on?
We'll also have Polly Jones Funeral Home always hands out treats. It's always been watermelon, but this year they decided they're going to hand out those frozen popsicles.
Okay.
So make sure you come and get a treat in front of the courthouse right before the parade, and that way you can cool off a little bit.
You bet. Sounds good on a warm day. Very good. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot going on Monday, July 4th. And again, we want to stress the fireworks display will be Sunday, July 3rd. So make sure you bring the chairs and the blankets and bring the family out. That'll be at dusk, and you'll have a lot of good vantage points to be able to enjoy the fireworks display on Sunday as part of that celebration. And of course, then you've got pretty much all day throughout the day. You have an opportunity to enjoy some things on the 4th of July there, too, in the community of Avoca. So we sure hope folks take the time to get out and get a flavor of what's going on here around the area this weekend. Linda, thank you so much for the time this morning, and thanks to you and all the volunteers for helping to put this program together.
Well, thank you, and we want to thank everybody that does come to Avoca for the 4th. We can't have a good party without the people that come and enjoy it with us.